Amen. As we gather today in memory of Chris Johnson, I ask that you remain standing for the reading of the Word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 begins, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with which to comfort we ourselves are comforted by God." Now at this time, we have someone from the family who will give words of condolences. Thank God for your young man. Yes, go right ahead.
I can't believe that he gone. When he left, he took a part of me. Forgive me, it's so hard to see. See, we went from the days of playing hide and seek to being faced with the day I had to watch him leave. And the memories fade, his face is on my arm, so we'll live on after the grave. Y'all remember him for acting thug. I see high water loafers in a Jackson girl. You were so young, nothing could get us apart, not even death. He'll always live in my heart. Auntie, you know there was nothing I wouldn't have did for him. Was willing to die for him, now I wanna live for him. With every breath that I'm breathing tonight, if you hear me, I promise you death to lead me to life. I promise. Time for a change, start living it right. I'm ready to make a decision for Christ. I wanna give him my life.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, that even in the midst of such an untimely tragedy, the glory of God is revealed in this young man giving his life to Christ. And right now, we have a special request from the family that a young man share his heart. Receive at this time, Marcus Gray.
My heart goes out to the family first of all. Y'all need love, don't hesitate to call. I'll be right here. If it's just for a prayer to God or just to talk, I'm right here. Even just the white tears. But what I wanna say, there's gonna come a day for each person to die and then to face God. None of us know when it's our time to go. So while we all still alive, just repent and embrace God. Not these lies, these guys telling all on the block. The same lies in disguise that's got this man shot. It's hard, y'all, when we get this type of funeral. Cause usually the eulogy is where we talk nice. And when we leave, you sell weed and chop bricks and turn tricks into something like this, flip on the lights. Guess what I'm saying, it's the same old song. He loves you so much, so come back home.
Now according to our text in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we have the promise of God that he is a comforter in not just some, but in all of our afflictions. Yes, and those of us who have experienced the abundant comfort through our relationship with Christ are equipped by the grace of God to assist in comforting this family. And yes, church, we want to wrap our arms around them and serve them at this time of bereavement, not just in word, but in deed also. Now as I look over all of these young faces in this sanctuary, there is no doubt you have been touched by the life of this young man and gripped by his death. Yes, we are forced to hold our attention at death today. Though in our generation, life, pleasures, pursuits, having big things and living big dreams are more appealing topics of conversation and thought. But today, we face the one undisputed absolute truth of our own mortality. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, God gives us two reasons for us to face death and our powerlessness against it. Number one, that we should not trust in ourselves. And number two, that we should trust in God who raises the dead. Now understand, we are not victims of death, but death, according to James, is a result of our sin and rebellion against God. But we are not left without hope, for God sent his son Jesus Christ, who took upon our sins and died on the cross, and according to Hebrews, defeated death through his resurrection for all who would believe. Chris Johnson has not died in vain. There are some in this room who, to the glory of Christ, this day will be